Hi, guys. So we're going to be continuing with the David series. Week one, we did destiny. We spoke about destiny and how God has predestined us and he has a specific purpose for us. But because we have a destiny, we have the enemy as well, who's going to come and is going to place giants in your life. David had Goliath. We have different giants like friends, abuse, anger, addictions, those things that can stop us from following God. But God also gave us friends who are going to be our support system. So we learned about dealing with friends and how we can be good friends to other people and help other people, how to keep standards high with our friendships, that you want friends who will support you and not people who will backstab you. But we also learned that betrayal can happen. We are human after all, and we make mistakes, and sometimes they're not mistakes, and we learned how to deal with betrayal when it does come our way. So this week, because there's betrayal, we're going to learn about revenge. So before we get into the topic, we're going to watch a short trailer.
Dad!
Oh, my darling.
Happy birthday.
Dad, guess what? Mm-hmm. You know my friend Amanda?
Yep.
Her cousins asked us to spend vacation with them in Paris. I really, really want to go. Hi, Daddy.
You were supposed to call me when you land.
There's someone here.
What?
Oh, my God, they got Amanda. They got me.
All right, listen to me. Go to the next bedroom, under the bed.
Tell me when you're there.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Where are they?
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
You have a 96-hour window.
What?
To never finding her.
No!
But if you don't, I will look for you.
Where is she?
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
So, does anyone have a daughter? No. But, I'm guessing no. Can we speak about this in our groups? What is one specific instance where you felt you were wrong to the point of retaliation? This guy got his daughter taken, and so he went on a killing spree. So what is one thing that you feel you were wronged that you wanted to revenge? Revenge is the action of inflicting harm on someone for a wrong suffered at their hands. It is the desire to inflict retribution. So, for me, I remember I had a friend, like if you were looking for her, you'd come look for me, and if you're looking for me, you go look for her, we're that tight. And like the whole school knew that, no, these guys are so tight. And then she hurt me in the worst way possible. And I was so hurt. I'm like, this girl, how can she? You know, like, how could she betray me like this? You know, I thought, like, we were so tight, she wouldn't do this. And I was like, yo, God, you better take control, because if I do something, yo, you know, like, yo. So revenge is the action of inflicting. And we have this desire to revenge, because even if you look at the many TV series and the movies, you find that the great plots are always about revenge. You have movies like Revenge of the Fallen, which is Transformers, I think. You have series like Empire. You know, always the dope episode is always the one on revenge, where they're trying to revenge for something, and that's when you want to tune in because it's so juicy and interesting. And so it makes it seem as though revenge is okay. It's become such a thing that it seems okay, and people want to take action into their own hands. They want to take it into their own hands instead of giving it to God. Why do we seek revenge? Well, we want to seek revenge because it has emotional release. So you want to release that anger that's within you. You're so angry that this person did this. You want to smack them. You want to punch them, and you want to have a boxing match outside. You know, you want to avenge what someone has done. So you want them to feel the pain that you are feeling. So you're going to go and revenge. But revenge is not that good. Because in my life, I have my grandmother. She was a very great person. Like, who's the nicest person you know? Who? Naomi. Yeah, she was 10 times more than Naomi. You know, like 10 times. And she was an angel, and everyone loved her. And, you know, even like during the droughts, because it's in Makaya now, during the droughts, she's the one who had the great plants, and everyone else's plants was not growing. And so she was now helping out our neighbor's daughter, right? She was, the neighbor's daughter was the helper. And so she was stealing from my grandmother. Like, yes, my grandmother would give her money, she would provide for her, but then she would still steal, which was betrayal to her. So she's like, you know what, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to fire you, right? And so right after that, my grandfather became sick, right, like super sick. And so people were praying for my grandfather, and they thought my grandfather was going to die, right? And then, so my grandmother was coming to from seeing my grandfather in Harare. And when she dropped off of the bus station, she, for some reason, the trees that were there were decorated, right? And it's not an event, it's not Christmas or anything. So they were decorated. And then she just fell on the ground, she fell. And she's trying to get up, but you can see something is pushing her down, right? And so she died. And then when they got to the hospital, they couldn't even recognize her face. And they're trying to see the cause of death. It was nothing. They couldn't see anything. She didn't die of natural causes. She didn't have blood pressure, nothing. Only to discover that the next door neighbors did some sort of witchcraft and they killed her. And so now my grandmother's brothers wanted to go and do the same thing, go to Sangoma's and get witchcraft done on the neighbors. But then like my grandfather had to convince them not to. And so even with my dad's side, it's been happening. Like one person dies, then they retaliate, and the next person dies. And so it becomes an unending cycle. And there are effects of revenge. Revenge reopens and aggravates your emotional wounds. So instead of healing, you end up hurting because you're not letting the situation go. So when you're hurt, you need to let the emotions go. You don't hold onto them and give yourself, you know, you tell yourself, yes, she hurt me. I'm so going to pay her back. But you let it go because you start an unending cycle, where you're humiliated, you're betrayed, and then you revenge. And then you feel avenged, and you're like, yeah, now it's even. But then they're going to retaliate, and it's going to go on and go on and go on until the cycle needs to stop. So you need to stop the cycle before it even begins. But today we're going to focus on revenge in David's life. 1 Samuel 24:3 to 4 says, he came to the sheep's pen along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The man said, this is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give you your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish. And David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. So Saul had been the king, and David was predestined to become the future king of Israel. And Saul knew that, and he didn't want that to happen. So he went on a killing spree, and he wanted to kill David. So he tried so many times to the point where David even had to run off. And David hadn't even done anything to Saul. Right? I don't know why Saul wanted to kill him, but David didn't do anything to him. David would actually help Saul, and he was like, Saul was like a father to David. So imagine your father wanting to kill you. Not that they were biological, but anyway. So Here we learn about how David actually goes about this. David lived by the word of God. So in 1 Samuel 24:6 says, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." David knew God's word, so he fought the temptation to kill Saul. So he was so close to kill Saul. Like, God presented him with the situation where, like, there he is, Saul. He is unarmed. You can kill him. And there were even friends, not friends, but, like, people who were with him. They were like, "You can kill him. The Lord has delivered him into your hands." But David knew that the anointed of the Lord cannot be touched. So if you know the word of the Lord, you can actually rebuke those thoughts. You know, in the Bible it says, if one person slaps you, you give them the other cheek and, you know, they let you slap. And it's not easy. You know, you can't do that. You obviously want to slap back. But God actually says, don't do that. So David knew God's word and he followed his word. David listened to his conscience. Says, afterward, David was conscience-stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. So he didn't kill Saul, but the thought of killing Saul, he rebuked himself, and the Holy Spirit within him spoke to him and resonated with him. So David's conscience provided him with clarity and with direction. So you know sometimes when you want to steal something from your mom, and then you think, okay, I can't steal, but let me steal, I need the airtime. You know, there's always that something that tells you that don't do it, right? Or sometimes when you're about to do something wrong, your heart speeds up and it's like boom, 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 so fast, right? And that's your conscience telling you it's not right. So in the same way, when David had the thought of wanting to kill a Saul, his conscience rebuked him. His heart, I'm not sure how he felt, but his conscience rebuked him. And then he forgave Saul. So we should forgive those who persecute us. The Bible even says that, pray for those who persecute you. It says, so David gave his oath to Saul. Then Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Here Saul had said, can you please promise to spare me and my family? And that's David forgiving Saul and saying, okay, it's fine. I will keep that oath. So David forgave Saul for wanting to kill him. And then David let God avenge. David surrendered everything to the Lord. It says, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me, but my hand will not touch you. These are the words that David uttered to Saul. He says that, may he avenge for this. I'm not going to touch you, though. And I know it's hard to be like, okay, God, can you take control? You want to revenge instantly like this. But we have to surrender everything to God. Like, for example, when I was in grade nine, I was in a relationship with this guy. And I was like, yo, this is the man of my dreams. I'm going to get married to this guy. I was naive. And I was dating him. And then he cheated on me. And then I was so hurt. And then we broke up. No, I didn't break up with him. He broke up with me. And then a year later, he comes back. We get into a relationship again. And yes, I was naive. We get into a relationship again. And he cheats again. And he leaves me again. And then the third time, it came back. It was 2013, 2014, 2015. And he cheated and he left every single time. 2016, he came again. And then we became friends, right? Because I was so forgiving, you know? I was like, okay, let me try change. Maybe it's my fault, you know? And then after that, so then we did the series Baywatch in 2016 on a Friday. And I remember we spoke about you being secure within yourself and you needing to cut soul ties and remove things that are not good for you. And I was like, okay, you know, God is speaking to me. I'm the one who's hurting myself here. Yes, it hurts. Yes, I wanted so bad to revenge. I was like, no, this time around, I'm the one who's inflicting the pain. So I was like, you know what? I spoke to him after the Baywatch series. I spoke to him. I'm like, this cycle needs to end. I am not going to keep on getting into a relationship with you, cheating, and then leaving and whatnot. It needs to end. And then so after that, he got into a relationship with another girl, not with me. He got into a relationship, and then the girl did the same thing he was doing to me, 10 times worse. And I was there to watch. And you know, the thing is, I left it to God. I prayed to God. And you know, the funny thing is that I was the one who was then there to help him through that situation. And then he was even like, I'm sorry for everything that I did to you. And I realize how painful it is. And if it was me, I wasn't going to help you out. So it really spoke to him and it changed him. And he became actually a great guy. He's a very great guy now. It's not the same guy he was when he was with me. Anyway, so Romans 12:17-19 says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So, in your groups, I think you have 5 minutes to discuss this. What does God say about taking revenge? Who is the person in your life right now that needs your peace and forgiveness instead of wrath and revenge? What will you do for that person this week to show them that God's desire for peace in your life will outweigh your desire for revenge? So if you decide that after all this, I still want to take revenge, the problem with revenge is, where do you draw the line? Right? Because the truth is, there is no line when it comes to revenge. If you seek to avenge yourself, you're only causing yourself more harm. And yes, you might hurt other people, you might hurt the person, but taking revenge into your own hands damages your relationship with God. Because God says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. He says, by all means, try to live with peace. Try to live in peace with each other, with everyone. So, if you go and seek revenge, you're separating yourself from God. Because you can only love God if you're loving the person who's hurting you as well. Because Christ loved us even when we were tormenting him and making fun of him and killing him. Because before he even died, he says, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Stephen, he was being stoned. And before he dies, he says, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. And in James 2:12-13, it says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So mercy is greater than judgment, which is revenge. And God wants us to live in peace with each other. So when we actually go and seek revenge on someone, you will be judged by God for that. So yes, you are now even. You feel that your emotions are released, but you have damaged your relationship with God, because God wants us to resist the urge to retaliate. So let me leave you with this, if you decide to revenge. Weak people, revenge. Strong people, forgive. And intelligent people, ignore. So, when someone betrays you, when someone hurts you, when someone does something that's unforgivable, forgive or ignore. Because killing them with good deeds is actually better than revenging. Because when you're so good to them, it will burn them and they'll think, okay, why are they being so nice to me when I've been so wrong to them? It kills them, it messes with their mind. So kill people with kindness instead of with revenge. And you are the apple of God's eye. So when people touch you, he's going to get mad and he's going to fight for you. So let him do that, because it's worse than when you take it into your own hands. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this time, and we just pray, Lord, that when we are betrayed by our friends, you give us the heart to forgive and to love them instead of seeking to revenge and to retaliate. May you give us a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone, Lord, and may you write your words upon our hearts, and may you help us and convict us even when the desire to revenge comes up. We just ask that you help us be stewards of Christ. We ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, during the week, we're going to get daily devotions, and they're going to go deeper into what we're talking about, revenge. So, if you're not on the WhatsApp group, just write your name at the back there, and we'll add you onto the WhatsApp group. And then next week, we're going to be dealing with trials. So, come and enjoy yourself next week. But enjoy yourself this week as well. And don't forget to forgive those who hurt you.